Over in Jersey, parents are able to be charged, and they're starting to expand this across the United States of America. Over in Jersey, parents are starting to be charged for their kids' behavior. If they can't get it together, they're going to get you together. All right, make sure you hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications.
Concern in the Metro this evening about a scary new trend in crime. Police say groups of people in flash mobs are sneaking into apartment buildings, taking over community rooms, partying, and causing damage. Joe Mazin shows us one group caught on camera.
A wake-up call, yeah.
A wake-up call for John McKellar, who was home here at Platform Apartments in St. Paul Sunday night. When this happened, a flash mob took over the building, holding a party in the party room.
There's over 40 people that somehow snuck into the building, smoking, partying, damaging things, and it was just terrible.
Let's back up. We can show you this crime on surveillance video. Watch as a group gets into the entryway. Then a guy tries to force the door open, even kicking it to get into the building.
Many people didn't let them in, and then eventually someone did.
The apartment management company didn't want to go on camera.
How many people and how long were they here for?
We think there's between 40 and 50 people, and they were here from about 11:30 at night to 2 in the morning.
He says the group started rapping and smoking weed.
So I'm like, rapping?
Oh my goodness.
The smell hit John like a ton of bricks.
I go in the hallway, and I mean, like, it's just smoke, it's gas. You just...
Now, you know, when the nice, gentlemanly, braided hair guy, black guy with the braids, when he comes on camera and he says, listen, it was just too much. It hit me like a ton of bricks. You know that there are problems with your, and see, y'all love white people. Y'all don't never want to say nothing that they, white people can't do nothing wrong either. Yes, they do. They do stuff wrong all the time. They do stuff wrong all the time. They in there freestyling. Yo. They do stuff wrong all the time, just like other people. They kick doors in. They terrorize the community. They smoke trees. They don't just smoke trees. Let me tell you something about white people. Tell you something about white people. They don't smoke just anything. They smoke gas. They put gas on it. Yo. Throw that M&M on. I don't speak. I float in the air wrapped in a sheet. Not a real person. I'm a ghost trapped in a beat. Yo. You know me. I'm calling the police. Hey. I don't let nobody inside of my building. Hey, I forgot my key. Okay, well, you're going to have to call the concierge and get security because I don't know you. Can you just let me in? I just got to go in and use the bathroom. If they keep asking me, I just turn around. And I go talk to the concierge. Hey, you know them? No, I don't think they live here. Yeah, I think they're trying to get in the building. You might want to be a little bit more alert on them. I'm a civilian. I'm a citizen. I don't play by the same rules that everybody else plays by. Hey, man, you seem real cool. That's the same thing when I used to see you at the corner store. Hey, Hunk, can you buy me? Can you just pay for this real quick? I forgot my ID. Pay for what? Oh, I'm just trying to get a drink. Where your parents at? What you mean? What you mean, Unc? I just forgot. Where your parents at? Hey, can you get the police on the phone? Call the police. We got two minors that are trying to do things that they're not supposed to do. And it looks like they probably should get the police to search the car, too, because there's no telling what it is in there. Probably some open alcohol, maybe some gas in there. So call the police. Yeah, two white boys just tried to get me to try to buy them some alcohol outside of this store, outside of the 7-Eleven, and I told them no. And I think that they got something in their car. I can't tell, but I think I see some smoke coming out the car. And it's not cigarette smoke. It smells like marijuana. Can you please send 3 units over here? Because I'm not feeling safe. If you looking for me to help you be a degenerate, you got another thing coming, buddy. If you're looking for Anton from AntonDaniels.com to help you be a degenerate, you have something else coming. I am going to call the police on you. I am going to call, I'm sorry. Hey, can we get 3 units out here? How do you know it's 3 units? Because it looks like you probably need 2, but 3 is for me.
Smell it, it's so strong.
This flash mob left behind a mark.
What kind of damage happened here?
They made a mess. They damaged some cabinetry, some of our spaces.
Over the last few months, he tells me the group has done the same exact thing at other apartment complexes around St. Paul and Minneapolis.
Look at them. See them? Degenerates. St. Paul, Minneapolis, home of the Somalis. Also, it's been a lot of grunge bands that came out of St. Paul and Minneapolis. It's a lot of white folk that need to be wrangled in over there. Look at the chick with the shorts on. If you give me the ick, got the if you give me the ick, she got the furry boots on. That's nothing but trouble.
It's a pattern and something that they are continuing to do because there's no accountability. For people to come in here, it's a real big invasion of privacy and security.
People got to be more aware of who they're letting in the building. For something like that to happen is absolutely crazy.
Y'all got to be aware and make sure you call the police immediately. Don't ignore it. Don't say you're not snitching. Snitch.
Parents now on the hook for kid chaos. A new ordinance in a South Jersey town says parents and legal guardians must answer for their child's public disturbances should they fail to stop them from committing certain offenses and mayhem. The consequences are hefty. It is Thursday night. I'm Christy Aletto. Gray and Shari have the night off. And the big story on Action News is parents could now face fines or even jail time if they fail to stop their children from breaking the law in one South Jersey town. It comes in recent response to recent incidents where large groups of unruly teens cause chaos at public events. Action News reporter Leland Pinder is live in Gloucester Township with the details. Leland.
Christy, Gloucester Township Day this year was canceled because of what unfolded last year. Officials now introducing this new level of accountability, hoping to crack down on some of that bad behavior. Under a new ordinance in Gloucester Township, parents and guardians of minors involved in public disturbances could face fines or even jail time.
These are your children. Had you governed them a certain way, this ordinance wouldn't be necessary.
The new law is in response to incidents of youth misbehavior, including at last year's Gloucester Township Day, where fights broke out and hundreds of teens caused chaos at Veterans Park and a nearby shopping center.
As a parent, I think it's absolutely necessary.
While some support the move, others oppose it, saying the law could cause hardship for some families.
That may put the parent in a situation to either lose their job or lose finances.
Well, that's unfortunate. Take your L. Every business owner shouldn't have to suffer. The rest of the community shouldn't have to suffer. That would be one of the first things that I did. This is a good law. Sometimes when you think of you got to look at it from a business owner's perspective. All right. Sometimes you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You just got to take and adopt other policies that has actually been instituted successfully somewhere else. So I am in support of this. What do you mean? It could be causing hardship for some families. What about the families creating kids that cause hardship for other people? What about the cars that they destroy? What about the businesses that they destroy? What about the people that they hurt? What about the stuff that they doing and the things that they got going on? If you are not a responsible parent, I'm going to incentivize you to do so. So if you don't want to lose your job, if you don't want to be fined, if you don't want to go to jail, then get little knuck-knuck in order. If you don't want to be, I'm tired of people wanting you. They want you to have compassion. Oh my God. But what if it could cause hardship for the family? Man, get that little nigga. Go get him. Nope. Listen, this is what I know for sure. If you start holding the parents accountable, then they'll start getting their children in line. If you start holding parents accountable, then they will start to get, because the parents is like, yo, you're not about to get me jammed up. yo, you're not about to have me out here looking stupid. Yo, you're not about to have me losing my job. If you start holding the parents accountable, the children will fall in line. And the fact that you're not holding the parents accountable is one of the reasons why they got them out here in these streets. You got to start holding the parents accountable.
Let it go through the course the way it usually does.
Nope. In a statement to Action News, Gloucester Township Police said each incident is still and always will be handled on a case-by-case basis, taking into account the specific situation and the totality of circumstances. Similar chaos has erupted at events statewide.
Look at them. Look at them all out there. Look at them out there. You see them.
In towns like Seaside Heights and Mays Landing this year. In June, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy signed the public brawl law into state code. It allows authorities to charge anyone who starts a brawl. People hope new measures locally and statewide will make a difference.
I have four kids, and my youngest, you know, she can't experience like that fun stuff that we have in town because of, you know, other kids acting out.
And this new ordinance here in Gloucester Township lists 28 offenses ranging from felonies to minor infractions like loitering or breaking curfew. Now, if a child is found guilty in juvenile court repeatedly, well, that's when a parent or guardian could face 90 days in jail.
I think that it should be way sooner than that. I think that you should be fining people whatever it is that your child is charged with under the age of 18. Then that is what you then have to, you should suffer. I think that the parent and the child should together be held accountable for what happens and whatever crime is committed. I believe that they have to hold them accountable 100%. And you know what will happen? Let me tell you what will happen. People will be more mindful about what they going, what you got going on? You can't go out tonight. We're not doing that today. Is your room clean? What time are you going to be back? Make sure you got your phone on. Make sure you turn on your Apple Watch. Who you going out with? You know what? That's not a safe crowd for you to be out with, because I'm not trying to be in this situation either. They will start holding their kids more accountable. We think that the teachers are the problem. Man, they not teaching our kids. Yo, kid can't sit still long enough and they keep disrupting the class. What do you want me to do? If I say something to your little ugly nappy head kid, then you want to come up here and try to fight me. If I say something to your little ugly kid because you think he cute. I seen a post on Instagram the other day. And a woman was saying, pray for my son. Oh my God, I don't know what to do. No father in sight. Pray for my son. She put a picture up on him. Pray for my son. I don't know what to do. He's so small. He's only 5'6". He's only 5'5". And he's facing 23 years in jail. Look at this picture of him. And it had a nice picture of him. And then everybody in the comments started asking a question. Wait a minute. First, some people was like, oh, yeah, you know, pray for your son. We don't like this, whatever, so on and so forth. But then other people was in the comments and they was asking the real questions. They said, well, what did your son do to be facing 23 years in jail? What did your son do to be facing so much time? And why didn't y'all hold him accountable and think about that prior to him ultimately getting arrested and facing charges? And that's what I'm saying. We have to be in the position of, if you hold your kids accountable before the law get to them, then chances are they won't be facing 23 years in prison. Y'all say, Anton, you too harsh. Anton, you, no, my God, we need to start gentle parenting. I disagree with you. My solution is proactive. So my solution is this. If you get to them early enough, and I get to him, then that means that he ain't got to be dealt with accordingly in the prison system. If you get to him early enough, then that means that we can prevent him from having to be dealt with by somebody else. Because if you don't fix him, then somebody else will. And usually it's going to be his boyfriend inside of the prison industrial complex. If you don't fix him, somebody else will, and usually it's going to be his boyfriend. Now, do you want his boyfriend to get to him? or do you want me to deal with him? Because it's going to hurt him now, but it's going to fix him for his future. I don't believe in sparing the rod. Spare the rod, spoil the child. Nope. Don't tell me about how your baby is so messed up. Oh my God, he's so small. What is he going to do? He's going to be somebody's boyfriend. He's going to be some. Have y'all heard about that white boy? I can't even find this stupid thing. I need to start highlighting this stuff more effectively. Have y'all heard about that white boy that was in jail and he was only supposed to be in there for like a year or something like that? And 2 weeks before he got out, they raped him. They like did him real, real dirty and he wound up dying in there. Now, I don't believe that that's the right thing, but what am I going to tell animals? What should I tell an animal? Do I tell an animal not to be an animal, or should that be a cautionary tale to not put yourself in that position in the first place? I don't believe in trying to stop animals, but what should I, what would you like for the system to fix them, or do you want to fix them before he get into the system is all I'm asking. Have y'all heard about that kid that got raped? Honestly, it was a white boy that died in prison. And he ain't had that much time in there. I think he got in there for like theft or something like that. Let's see. Let me look it up. See if I can find it.
It was his first time in prison.
I spent 10 years.
This 19-year-old boy was having the long hair he had grown for half a year.
Hey, let me show you.
Nobody in prison likes a thief. So this insane. What happened?
Death prison. Die. He was too prison. Oh, this is it. This is it. Let me play it. I found one of them. This is it. Let me share it with you. Because I want you to see where your son is going to go, because you don't want to give him no whoopings.
Prison gangs use this man for physical gratification and ended him. And you know what he was in jail for? Theft. 1 year in jail for theft. It was felony theft, but it was theft. Was this a predator? No, because I think everybody would agree that predators deserve the absolute worst in jail. Did he unalive somebody? No, he stole stuff. That's what he did. And yet the prison gangs here in Alabama, because the guards don't run our prisons. Our prisons are for profit, which means that the sheriffs make all the money and they cut every corner they can, so they let the inmates run the prisons. That's exactly what happens here in Alabama. And they let this guy get passed around by the prison gangs and then viciously unalived. Oh, but what did the warden say? Overdose. Overdose. His girlfriend saw him unresponsive in the hospital, cut, bruised, beaten. His entire body was bruised and beaten and cut. And yet the warden tried to blame overdose. So yes, obviously the prisoners need to be charged, but so does the warden, and so does every corrections person that worked for that warden. And guess what? They should put that warden in with the rest of those prisoners. See how they treat him. But what do you guys think about this? And may the 22-year-old Daniel Williams, a father, may you rest in peace.
Hey, they said you're too pretty for us to not take advantage of you. They said that you're too pretty for us to not take advantage of you. They passed him around and they made sure that they got the best out of him. They took his boy pussy, and that was the end of him. And I think that's a horrible thing. It's a horrible way to go. It's a horrible life to live. It's a horrible consequence that come along with being you know, a pretty boy in prison, but that's where your son gonna go if you don't get them together and you don't start holding them accountable. That's what's gonna happen. They're gonna advocate for you afterwards, not before, afterwards. They're gonna advocate for you afterwards, and it's gonna be too late. Make sure you hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications.